Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 101, and today is January 1st, 2013. Happy New Year's. All right, I figured I'd kick off the year with a topical topic for today, given that it's New Year's Day. A lot of people start thinking about their new year, what they're going to do, and I'm tempted to do a couple of shows like this, but who knows? I always say that at the beginning of these shows, then I hardly ever do. But I'm going to talk today about what a lot of people would call work-life balance. That term always kind of turns me off just because it's a strange thing. It puts your work and your personal life in tension, I feel like, that you're fighting between those two. And I think there's putting them in tension and having them be almost antagonistic isn't necessarily the right kind of viewpoint. And a lot of what I'm talking about will apply mostly for people who have some amount of control over their work life, I suppose, in terms of, you know, if you're an independent or if you're at least semi-independent, those types of things. You know, if you have a very regimented job with a very regimented schedule where you have to be in a specific place at a specific time, maybe this isn't going to be as helpful. But if you have any amount of control over your schedule, which according to some of the news I've been actually reading recently, that is increasingly more and more and more employers have, you know, options for flex time, working from home, those types of things. So it seems like this is likely going to be broadly relevant. And I was coming up with kind of my thoughts on this and kind of what I've done and how I have approached that. And it was kind of an interesting thing because I ended up with three words all beginning with the letter C. And so I have what I guess makes the perfect thing for a presentation or if I had a PowerPoint, this would be great. So a little bit cheesy to have three words with the same letter, but that's where we are. And so I'll get started. So the first one I have is consciousness. And by that I mean this is based on my own experience and from talking to a lot of people, a lot of friends who are in similar situations, it is impossible to end up with a ideal or a place where you're probably going to be happy about the amount of time and the effort and where your sort of emotional energy is being spent in a day without being conscious about where that effort is going and where that time is going and being proactive and conscious and intentional about it. It's just one of those things that, in my experience, more likely than not, unless you have something dramatic going on the home front, if left to its own devices, work will slowly sort of devour all available time, and you'll be left with, you know, being, you know, sort of pouring yourself out on a regular basis into your work, which may not necessarily be what you want. You know, if you have a family at home, you have a wife or kids, those types of things, or even just other interests, hobbies, things that you in many ways would like to do, those constraints are rarely going to be things that will proactively pull at you, you know, in terms of where in a way that work will almost always do that. There's always the next thing to do. There's always something else that's pressing for your time, opportunities that you need to work on, a boss that's nagging at you, whatever it is that's going to be pulling on you. If you're not conscious and proactive about how you're going to spend your time, where you're going to be, where you're kind of going to pour yourself into on a daily basis, it's unlikely that you're going to end up where you want to be. And the next concept, the next C, is constraint. And this is really the reality for what most of what you have to think about is where can you draw lines around your time, around your energy, around your effort? And it's kind of coming at it from the obvious thing, hopefully, but it's worth mentioning. You're starting from a place of limited resources. Your entire life is essentially a question of managing and compromising amongst limited resources, whether that's your time, your energy, differentiate your energy and your focus in terms of you being able to be intellectually engaged, your money, all those kinds of things that you have to build constraints between these things. And this is, I think, one of the things, especially for people who I know who start working from home, struggle with the most, is drawing very strong constraints and lines around their work. It's very easy when you're working at home to find yourself working too much or working, if not necessarily too much in terms of hours, but to be working too often. By that I mean you kind of find yourself dibbling and dabbling all throughout the day that you, or, you know, you're constantly checking things, you're constantly kind of getting involved and thinking about work and getting into it in a way that doesn't allow you to ever really turn off, and it doesn't allow you to really invest and put your time and energy into the things that you may want to at home. And so that's a really dangerous thing to kind of find your place. And like I said, without being conscious, without putting constraints on your work, it'll just keep growing, I find. I mean, and obviously, I guess if you're a lazy, sort of like a lazy bones who doesn't want to get any work done, then maybe that's not the case. But my guess is if you're the kind of person who's listening to a podcast about independent software development, you're probably not that kind of person. You're probably someone who likes what they're doing and is trying hard to do more and more of it. And so it's important to be proactive about putting constraints in your time. One of the most important things I ever did, I've been independent for years and years now. One of the most important things I ever did was I put very strong hour caps on my work, basically. And for the most part, I work 9 to 5. There's, you know, a few exceptions to that and things, but for the vast majority of my days, probably about 95% of days, I work between 9 and 5. And there's nothing magical about 9 and 5. It just kind of works out well for my family in terms of it works out well for, you know, my children's schedules, for my wife's schedules, for when we have childcare, for them to come and help my wife. Like, all those kinds of things line up well for kind of working 9 to 5. And before I did that, my work life would kind of be this fluid thing that no one in my family could kind of plan on or depend on. And this was especially difficult when we had small children for my wife, where it's undefined when I'm coming home. It's undefined when I'm going to work. And having that ambiguity was just kind of putting stress and difficulty on my home life. And so when we decided, okay, well, I'm going to work 9 to 5, and that's what I did, it was rather remarkable in terms of it gave me permission, I think, during work to be 100% focused on work in a way that, you know, if you're working an undefined schedule, it's very easy for, especially when you're working at home, but even just in general, it's very easy to be distracted by things, things that are often very worthwhile, things that are very worthy, but things that are nevertheless going to be distracting you from your work. And so if you have a certain amount of time that you're allotting and saying, this is when I'm at work, it's easier to say, no, I'm at work. And you can kind of shut those out because you know there's a definite time when you'll be able to address them. You know, at 5 o'clock, I'm all available. And then on the flip side of that, it allows you to really focus on the things outside of work when you're not working. It allows you to sit, you know, basically other than when my servers or similar things have problems and I get an alert, and, you know, an alert comes in that says, hey, your server's down and I need to go and address that, I pretty much turn off work from 5 to 9 every day. You know, sort of on those outside times, and I'm able to rest, I'm able to spend time with my kids and family and wife and friends and so on in a way that is much better, I find, than if I didn't have those constraints around myself. And then the last thing I want to talk about, the third C, which is very related to constraint, is context. And this is something that is difficult to make strong recommendations on, but moreover, what I can do is I can speak to my own experience. And by context, what I'm talking about here is I think it's very important that you can create a context, which is really just another word for place or work environment, however you want to work to call it, the place that you are most productive, and to take that context and move it or separate it as much as you can from the other contexts of your life. So if you're familiar with kind of, there's a term in sort of computer engineering about context switching, where you're in one context and then you're switching to the next and switching to the next and switching to the next, which is often a term applied to microprocessors. But I find it very applicable to my life that you're in one place, you're in one zone, you're in one sort of line of thinking. And often the place that you're where you are, for me anyway, strongly informs that when I'm at my office, in my fancy chair, looking at my nice setup with my exact right keyboard, you know, I got my Microsoft 400 split format ergonomic, I got my Black Razer mouse, you know, that's me in my productive context. When I'm at home, that context isn't there, and so I'm not worried about working. And so what I find is it was very important for me as early as I could to separate my work context from my not work context. And so for me, actually, I go all the way to the extent that I rent office space just down the road from my house, just a tiny little, I think it's a 90 square feet essentially it's a glorified closet, but you know, I rent it as a separate space that I can come into and I can do my work that's physically separated. And before that, I used to, you know, I had essentially a place in my, a particular desk in my office downstairs. That was the work desk. And we actually had a separate space, a separate orientation in that office that was for non-work things. That was for, you know, just doing regular household business in that office. And we found that very helpful for, you know, it just, there's something nice about having that physical place that I find when I sit down, I'm able to focus more than I would if I just kind of grabbed my laptop, sat down at the dining room table, and started working. And similarly, you know, if I was doing my work at the dining room table, it would be easy to get sucked back into that or pulled out of it during the day. And so it's important, I think, to have that strong sense of context, to draw those lines between things, and to try and not, as much as you can, blur the lines between that. You know, it's like if you're going to watch a movie, you should probably watch that in your living room, your den, whatever it is in your house. You're not going to want to be watching that on your computer, sitting down at your desk where you're going to be doing work. These are just some of these things that I found that, in my experience, are really helpful for kind of drawing those lines. And at the end of the day, it's just a question of trying to decide what you want to accomplish and how what are the things that are important to you. You could talk about it as priorities. You could talk about it in a lot of ways. But it's trying to make sure that you're being very thoughtful and introspective about what how far would you want to allow your work to bleed into your overall life in terms of, you know, the energy that you have. You wake up every morning with a certain amount of energy. How much of it are you willing to spend on, you know, the acquisition of money and respect from your peers, basically, which is largely what work is for most people. And you have to decide that, and you have to be conscious about that. I remember my wife and I had a conversation early on when I was independent about the tricky part of what are we trying to do here? Because if the goal is to make as much money as possible, then you make a lot of very different choices and you can spend a tremendous amount of time. You know, if I wanted to make as much money as possible, there's a good chance I would just do hourly consulting and I would work 80 hours, you know, 100 hours a week. And, you know, at a solid hourly rate, you could make a ton of money that way. But that was a decision we decided, like, no, the goal is not to make as much money as possible. The goal is to, you know, feel like you're applying yourself and using your gifts and talents in a reasonable and responsible way. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, sort of, it's almost like to work the smallest amount possible to, provide for the lifestyle that we would like. And then beyond that, to enjoy, you know, to seek to limit the amount of energy that is put into work that could be put into other things that I personally would value a bit more, you know, in terms of the time spent with my wife and with my kids, with my family, those types of things, or just making myself a better person in terms of personal development. So anyway, it's a bit of a hand-wavy thing, but it's technically a holiday, so I can take a vacation from the more technical topics. And hopefully it's interesting. It's just I brought this up on you sort of the first because I thought it'd be interesting to have something to think about, something for you to think about as you're kind of going through this next year. Look back on 2012 and say, am I happy with the way that's gone? You know, and the way I've separated my time and my focus and my energy. Am I happy with that? And if you are, fantastic. If you're not, well, this is as good a time as any to do something about. You even get there's a new digit at the end of the year, which apparently is motivating and helpful to some people. All right, that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, complaints, or concerns, I'm on Twitter @_DavidSmith. I'm on app.net @DavidSmith. There's an email address for the show on the website for it, developingperspective.com. And otherwise, I hope you guys have a good new year, have a good and blessed 2013. And I'll probably just mention it again. I really appreciate it whenever anybody asks questions. That is a great place for me to go to collect topics for the show, to give me thoughts and insights. So if you have anything that you're thinking about related to development, related to being independent, related to anything like that, just let me know. In any one of those means I just mentioned, just because it really helps me kind of guide the show to where it's most helpful. All right. Have a great day. Happy coding. And I'll talk to you later this week. Bye.